All right, let's find out how we did on our football picks. I think we pretty much know. We didn't have many games to choose from. Carmen, who came in dead last?
Well, this week we actually had someone come in last with a score of 0 wins, 2 losses. Galvin.
Yeah.
I picked the Patriots, and then I thought the Cardinals were, wow, they just got killed.
It's embarrassing.
All right.
Then my 2-year-old daughter picked for Anthony Becht, who was away this week and couldn't pick. So go ahead.
Okay, so coming in with a score of 1 win, 1 loss, Mike Kelta, Rob,
yay,
and Spanish. So the 2 girls won this week.
Third week in a row.
Fourth.
Fourth week in a row.
With
this is ridiculous.
2 wins, 0 losses, myself and Juliana for Anthony Beck.
2 girls of equal intelligence.
Yeah. Don't be rude to Juliana.
No, that's not right. Don't be mad. Juliana knows what Cairo is.
Carmen, I think you look more like Elsa than that girl.
No.
Well, that girl's way hotter, but you look more like Elsa, I think.
Sure. You just let him pile on you like that.
Seriously, can we just...
Why am I being mean to her before she hits me?
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Hey, so Hoppy punches.
Yeah.
Who?
So Hoppy punches everybody.
Yeah, but hasn't he walked out on some punches before?
I think he has.
No.
Yes, yeah. He has.
He's run away.
Juliana picked. Juliana gets a punch pick.
Yeah, I'll take a Juliana punch. I'm not taking a Hoppy punch.
I know you guys want that, but he picks for he punches and for Becht. So he either punches or gets punched for Becht.
I think we owe him some then.
Yeah, because he has walked out like 3 times on punches that he didn't receive.
So he can come in and punch twice, and I'll punch him 12 times.
Yeah, the math is he doesn't get to punch.
No.
Yeah.
No, if, first of all, if there's any owed punches or debts to be paid, I don't know. I don't feel like anybody owes me anything. I don't owe anybody anything. Right?
Yeah, I don't feel
like
it. But you bought Spanish's punches off of him.
That's fine.
Yeah,
French.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Nice.
That's part of the game. That's
lovely,
what we do.
Lovely lunch.
All right, well, let's go. So you and Hoppy are doing the punching today. Hold on, I want to periscope this. This is always fun.
Should I go get him?
Well, he can't punch from the other room now, yeah. Can he?
He might be able to.
Yeah, let's try that.
Get him and let's bring him in here.
See the photo he put online of himself. Today.
Have you seen his Snapchat photo?
I think that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude, he does not know how to smile.
What did he do?
Here, I'll pull it up right now on the AirPlay here in the studio.
Why are you guys so mean to him?
No, Jesse, he looks weird. It looks like a creepy pedophile.
Nice to see you wearing a nice shirt today.
He's wearing
Hoppy.
The same shirt in that thing.
That's what he took today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then that would make sense.
I look like a sex offender in that picture. I don't know why I put it up. Mike, this is the shirt you got me for the award show.
I can tell that and you didn't wear that one to the award show, but that is one of the ones we bought that day. You did brush your teeth today. I can tell.
Trying to be a better man. A
little less margarine on him today.
I like that analogy. It never gets old.
Pick that microphone up a little bit so your giant head so we could talk to you. So what happened with your date?
What date?
I heard you had a date lined up.
I screwed up because I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And my mom helps pay for things, so I have to pay for rent and everything at the end of the week. So I just have enough money for that and sort of for groceries.
Right.
So she was like, surprise me, take me out somewhere special. And I'm like, oh,
your girl, your date? Where do you meet her?
I met her on Tinder, and she's a fan of the bone.
Okay, and she wants you, so she knew already what she was getting into.
So then, yeah.
I want to see what she looks like.
I only have the Tinder pictures. We're not Facebook friends yet.
Can you send one to Carmen so we can put it up there and see?
Okay.
Is that her?
No. That's the Wing House girl. I hung out with her with my sponsor, Speed King Signs.
You didn't hang out with her. You went to Wing House and there was a girl working.
Yeah.
You paid her.
If you're at Wing House, you're not hanging out with her. Plus, not the hottest Wing House chick.
The other night, I hung out with Rihanna. Well, I mean, I was at the concert, but it's the same. We were hanging out.
With this girl, I guess she told Hoppy that...
Wait, send Carmen a picture of her so we can see what she looks like or put it up on the thing.
That she likes seafood. So that kind of pressured Hoppy into thinking
he
had to take her.
Oh, your girlfriend told you?
Yeah, she did. So,
God damn it, Kaylin.
Yeah, so she thought that he had to take her to a seafood place.
He thought that. And
Long John Silver's.
That's a lot of pressure because what's the cheapest place you can go for seafood? I don't think.
Red Lobster. No, actually, that's not even cheap.
Exactly.
Long John Silver's.
So this guy, I feel bad. He couldn't afford to take the girl on a date. But then the weird part is he comes to my son's birthday yesterday and he brings him a $25 gift card.
Well,
and
Rob,
I
that's nice. That's a priority.
Well, don't be mean to him.
No,
you being mean?
I appreciate that. But I would have, if he would have told me, "Hey, I'm hard up for scratch," I would have told him to save that $25 and take it and go to dinner with that guy.
What if he just brought your kid some fish, like some leftover fish? Here you go. Two birds, one stone.
It's filet of soul.
But that's why I like this guy, because he is, I know he's a little goofy, but he does have a good heart.
Because he's trying to buy his way into your heart, is what you're saying. Because he tried to buy his way into your kid's heart.
If he buys my son stuff, that's fine. That's the way to my heart.
Good, oversized heart.
Can we see? Can we see what she looks like?
She said, "Hope you have a great day, Ryan."
Aww. What is her name? What's her first name? Just her first name.
Helen.
Like Betty or whatever.
Her first name's Helen. Blank. Her last name's Keller.
You know her name.
Her name is...
Are you really looking up her name?
I forgot her name. Crap.
She just sent you a text.
She unmatched with me on Tinder, so I don't know. Crap.
One girl that wants to go out with him and he forgot her
Michelle.
Name.
That's what it is. It's Michelle.
He's nervous.
All right, let me see her picture.
I'm trying to load him.
So Michelle goes missing.
If Michelle's a fan of the bone, she likes the whole station, why does she choose you to bang?
Well, because who else is single?
Because she matched with me on Tinder. And she never even heard of me. She's like, "Are you on the bone?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm the one that does happy hour." And she's like, "Oh, I hear them talking about you." I'm like, "Yeah."
On the Famous Guys show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why didn't you want to bang any of us? She wanted to just bang you.
Well, you're married.
Is that her, the picture that...
I guess she could bang Carmen.
Is that her?
No.
Oh, say, you should, good for you. You should be able to bang her. Who? All right, come on. I'm running out of patience.
I was disappointed. I don't have my picture on there.
What do you mean you don't have a picture? I know you have a picture of her. I know you have a picture of her.
You know you have a picture of her. Put the picture up and then you can talk.
I know you have a picture of her.
Nobody else will see it. I promise. It's not going to go on the air. He's worried that people are going to see
we
it.
We have AirPlay. Just put it up on that screen up there.
I don't think he knows how to work.
You do it. Just show him the picture and he'll put it up there. Carmen's going through every Michelle he could find.
That I have a mutual friend
with. She actually unmatched me on Tinder, and I deleted the thread of us talking because I was embarrassed.
I don't find her on Facebook.
What were you embarrassed by?
Is she fat?
I sent her a text. I was like, "I hope my last text didn't come off creepy. I'm sorry."
What did you say to her?
I said, "I can't afford to go on a date. Would you want to watch Netflix at my house?"
Oh, I think that's kind of sweet.
Netflix and chill.
Honest? Oh, there she is. Is that her?
That's not her.
I love you, Carmen.
You sure? You should have told her you had Fritos. She would have joined you over there.
Michelle.
Is she good looking or is she fat?
Yeah, she's cute. I mean, she's good for me.
Is she a big fat girl?
Who says that? She's good for me, a monster.
Is she a big fat girl? Is that what you're saying?
She's not fat. I mean, she's hot. She seems like she's kinky, too.
Compare her to somebody famous, like Warren Sapp.
She went south of the border on some guy at a movie theater. I was like, that's sexy.
Oh, is that her?
No, I wish.
That girl, I think, expressed interest in going out with you.
She did?
No.
She has a cat? That's a plus.
What's a cat?
Oh. Has anybody ever said that? Has anybody ever said...
She has a cat?
She has a cat? That's a plus.
Can you please show us the picture before we have to look at every girl named Michelle on Facebook?
No, I actually don't have it.
You do. You know where to find it. You know where to find it.
For some reason, dude.
You know where to find it.
I'm trying. I know I'm on the spot.
Michelle, I know you're listening. Can you please send us a picture to Spanish@theboneonline.com? Yes.
Let me tell you.
Yes.
Her.
Can you do that? Yeah. Give it to Carmen. Is that her? Does she have a baby?
Is it the baby?
Don't date babies. Hey, baby.
She has a cat, so that's cool.
Hey, baby, you want to watch Netflix?
I gave Carmen my phone so she can call her.
Look, Ryan's trying to show us that he trusts us. I gave her my phone.
Is that her or no?
I remember the last time we went through.
No, but I wouldn't mind dating a kid. Yeah.
Or a kid?
Whoa!
A kid?
Whoa! Back it up, Frankenstein.
Come on, Jared.
I meant dating someone with a kid.
Come on, Subway.
I'm nervous. That came off fast. I'm sorry. Dating someone with a kid.
Man.
What is this girl's deal? What does she do for a living?
She's a...
Works
phone
with a mentally
screener.
Disabled.
Like she answers phones for like a medical company.
She's
itself.
A braille reader.
Is she? Give me like on a scale of 1 to 10. What would you say?
7. I mean, she's out of my
seven.
League.
7 for you or 7 for us?
5 for you, 7
all
for
right,
me.
That's
what
fine,
is? What is Carmen on your scale? On that scale,
she's hot. She's like 8 or 9.
So this girl is 1 below Carmen.
What about on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the fattest? Where is she?
5 or 4.
It's right in the middle, like 250 out of 500.
I mean, Spanish would hit it.
No, the Spanish likes fat girls.
It's true.
I would hit it too, dude. I need experience, and she's cute.
Listen to me. I'm not judging her. I'm just trying to get a mental picture of her. So what do you say? Like 210?
She's 30.
Uh-oh, what happened?
She went missing.
She did not want to talk to us?
So I asked. I was like, you know, I work with Ryan Hoppe. He talked about going on a date with you. We'd like to set you guys up on a very nice date.
Right.
Don't touch me.
Hold on. Hold on.
Ryan, back.
You would have got beat up by four guys. Go over there for a second. Go ahead.
So I said, you know, we'd like to set you guys up on a very nice date, this and that. And I was like, would you mind going on air and talking to us so we can get a feel for you? And she said, no, I'm not comfortable with that. Can you please stop talking about me?
Oh, my God. Why, Hoppy?
Why what?
Why won't she let us talk that she was a fan
of the
station?
There's plenty of fish in the sea. If she's not into me being
on
the radio.
So you can find another whale?
She matched with me probably because I work at the Bone, so you would expect if you match with me because I work at the Bone, you'd want to go on air. But
yeah, whatever. I'm getting on Tinder. Plenty of fish. I work at the Bone.
Howard Franklin.
Why? I don't understand why you can't show me a picture of her. I know you know how to find a picture online.
She must have unmatched
There's
me on
There's got to be a way online I can find a picture of her.
Unless you can find a way to undelete a thread.
I don't know how to
You didn't screen capture a picture of her so you can be like, this is the girl I'm talking to.
Actually, let me try that.
No, give him the phone. Give him the phone.
He can't because he's not now. Tinder anymore.
He's got a picture of her. He's got a picture.
There's
no way.
Right next to the 12 wiener photos of himself that he likes to take.
I was trying to compare my gut. I was trying to lose weight.
Yeah, that's why.
I don't need the excuses on why you.
It's cool, man. I like to look
yourself.
At my own too.
So. Of course you do.
Good one.
All right, come on. We're on the air live. You're creating dead
air.
All
right, let's do the football punches first. And
no,
then
hey, I'm in the middle. This is how it goes.
Guys, this is how you do it.
I wasn't trying to hide it. I got it.
You got now you just found it.
Here, you want me to put it up on there? I'm not going to
He's not going to do it.
Just give him the.
God, you're annoying.
just found it. Stop. Let him do it. Just relax.
The more you try and touch me, the more it screws me up.
Oh, my God.
Text us. How was your weekend, Mike?
Don't be mean to him.
Don't ask me questions. that's not good. It's one picture.
She's not bad. She's cute.
Yeah. All right. Oh, for you, she's a 12.
There you go. That's a good
Ooh,
photo.
Yeah, she's got big jugs on her.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm not reading your text.
But that would have been great.
No, trust me. The texts aren't worth it.
I say, good job, Carmen.
Good job, Carmen.
I say you should do anything you can to go out with her.
I know. I felt bad. I just don't have money to go out.
I'll go buy you some shrimp.
Special. I was like,
special. She's not that good looking. Like, she shouldn't be like, take me somewhere special. She'd be like, the first date, be like, thank you for going out with me.
I think she said, take me somewhere where they have a special so I can eat more. You know, like two for one.
Or she said, take me somewhere I know you're special.
Yes. Yeah.
One of those.
That could be it.
Oh, man.
All right, you get to do punches today.
I've been working out, too.
Uh-huh.
It sounds so douchey.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready to do punches. I call it conspiracy. It's ridiculous that Anthony Beck wins now.
He didn't win.
What?
Oh, he did win.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, your daughter won for him.
Yeah, that's true. That's why he won.
She's pretty good at picking sports, son.
Yeah, well, for two teams, she got two right. All right, time for you to punch Galvin.
You only got one out of one, or one out of two.
So you got two punches on Galvin. No, four punches on Galvin, right? Because Galvin got them all wrong.
You have nothing to worry about. I'm not very coordinated.
You just said you worked out and that you were strong.
That doesn't mean I'm coordinated.
Yeah, but you got a punch
Did I
now.
Look worried?
All right, hold on. Hold on. We got move over here. We got to mic it up. Do it the right way.
I love baby hands and old-timey boxer stance.
Like he's fighting alfalfa in the schoolyard. All right, Hoppy, think of all the bad things that Galvin has said
about
you.
Make sure you hit him hard. I love it. Everybody else is,
Hoppy.
He has punched me in the face. You're done. I will punch you.
He's got three more.
He just punched me in the face.
Did he hit him in the face?
Yes.
He slipped off.
I don't care. He's an idiot. You punch me one more time.
Oh, God.
Get out.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Don't follow him.
Get away from me.
What are you doing?
I'm going to punch you right in your face. You haven't hit me once. Get out of here.
Let me go.
Leave, he got three more punches.
He's not punching me again.
What happened?
He just punched me in the chin. Are you kidding me?
I didn't see him. I believe you. I just didn't see it. You all right?
I'm scared.
Yeah. Don't hit Rob's shoulder.
Not that arm.
Yeah.
No, I don't. No. I don't think you should do any more punching.
All right,
I think we should end. I think we should end the punching today before you get in trouble.
Oh, God. I just lost coordination. I don't know. I was nervous.
Don't tell me. Tell Galvin.
Dude, I'm really sorry.
Did he really punch you in the face?
Yes!
I didn't see it.
Yeah, first off, I'm standing sideways. I'm standing sideways, and he did this. He goes like this. He comes over here and punches and then goes right in my face.
Yeah, he's not very coordinated, he said.
I mean, you barely hit my face, but you hit my face. Are you kidding me? Like, you could be running down the street, and I could punch you in the shoulder. Like, zero coordination.
Yeah, maybe God didn't bless you with coordination or any skills.
Maybe you should apologize.
Galvin, I know you don't like me as it is, but I'm sorry, dude.
I know you didn't mean to do it.
Should you let him punch you in the face?
Do you want to punch me in the face?
I do not want to punch you in the
face. Punch me in the arm four times, even?
No. Nope.
You should just leave before you get in trouble. Nobody's mad at you. Just saying. Let's just get it. That was unfortunate incident.
Yeah.
Let's just let it end before it blows up.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan Hoppe, ladies and gentlemen.
I got to tell you, Ryan, stay here for a second. I got to tell you, I'm not that mad. I mean, it's terrible that you have such terrible coordination. When I pushed him, I've never seen somebody more scared. Are you okay? Yeah. I didn't mean to scare you.
It's okay.
I didn't mean to scare you.
I thought you hated me.
Like, there's no way I could kill somebody.
Why?
I'm telling you right now. I felt so bad. Because I pushed him, because he was going to hit me again.
He was.
I go, get out of here, and I pushed him, and his face.
All right, let's try this again now, since everybody's calmed down now.
I promise you.
Listen, I may have just said I probably couldn't kill somebody,
but I couldn't wait to see a look on your face. You're like,
all right, thank you. Goodbye.
Yeah, all right, good job. Nobody's mad. Good Everybody's good today. Thank you,
good
Ryan
job.
Hoppe.
Good there job. You go. Today.
All right. Who's on Hoppe Hour this week?
It depends. It could be tonight, or it could
with
be
who?
Wednesday, depending on how long my meeting goes for promotions. The one and only Seth Kushner.
Again?
Yeah, because I've had over 59 interviews.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, why not bring back the guy that I had the first time on?
Has Rob been on yet?
No, Rob was too cool, I guess.
Whoa. Oh. No, just a scheduling issue. It's tough with Ben.
I do want to get Ben on. Or, I mean, you.
Be careful. He wants to have sex with a kid, he said.
Damn.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just tired, man. I didn't sleep at all.
You never do. Let me guess.
Your
neighbors
are horrible. It's Murphy's Law. When I have to
Why
get
don't
up,
you move?
Dude, I can't afford
you
it.
You can't
afford
take another a fat slum. Girl out to Long John Silver's.
He got into this slum. He can find a different slum that's not near his
my
neighbor.
My mom does want me to try and move to a different place.
So why doesn't she give you more money? She's got more money.
She's helping me as it is, man.
I know, but that's what she's supposed to do when you're in your 20s.
I know. I just feel bad. I feel like
what
I
does
should
she
be
need
contributing
the money
more to this role.
You think she's banging anybody else yet?
No, I think she's actually lonely. She got two new cats.
Time for her to get it on.
Ernie and George.
You think your mom ever gets so lonely she looks on Craigslist and be like, I'm just going to get a guy to come over.
My mom's weird in the fact that I don't think she has any sex drive.
Nobody likes to think their mom does, but yet I've banged people's moms before.
Yeah. I did too.
Yeah, that took a turn. I thought you were going somewhere.
What do you think I was going to say? I want to bang kids.
He wants to bang kids. I banged my mom before.
It was just slipping the tongue.
Not my mom. No, what I'm saying is that everybody thinks their mom is angelic and doesn't like sex, but then the truth is that when you're not around, she's online chatting.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think she's too worried about me.
Oh, that's what you think. That means she's gangbanging on the weekends.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right. That was a very nice thing of you to say. I appreciate
Hoppe on,
it.
Hoppe
she's
Hoppe
listening,
Hoppe.
So
is she
loves it. Hoppe. She listens every Monday.
She does? Oh, for you, not for us.
Well, then she should
She also it. Listens to your show, too, and she listens to Drew, because
she's never going
to
admit it
I've
to you.
I've worked in radio, that's where she listens.
When you talk to her, she's going to be like, that guy's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But then later on, when she's home alone and she's spending alone time with herself, she's like, you're so right. Can I really find a guy on Craigslist? How does that work out?
Yeah. Yes, you can, Mrs. Hoppe, if you're listening.
Yeah. But why don't we do that? Why don't we find a date for you and a date for your mom together?
She's all the way in Chicago, though.
Why don't you just date your mom? Get it over with.
He's into kids. We found that out already today. All right, get the hell out of here. We got to take a break.
Job.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, this is the first time you're leaving on a positive note, and you punch Galvin in the face.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
You punch Galvin in the face, and you're still leaving on a high. I'm sorry. He just kills me, man.
I love that kid.
He just kills me. He's so weird. If you, listen, Mom, if you're listening, he's fine. He'll be fine. I mean, don't expect much, but he'll be fine. nobody's going to kill him. If that moment there didn't just lead to his death, he'll never die.
And he'll be at least as successful as Spanish.
Come on, man.
That's what Mike said.
Yeah, he didn't have far to go.
I'm repeating what he said.
All right. Hey, happy Monday.
Can I just tell you, I didn't realize that he hit you in the face because I was looking at the periscope and I didn't see. If anybody ever said, what's the worst thing that could happen, I would go,
dude.
Oh, he misses and hits Galvin in the face. That would be the worst thing.
I don't even know how he did it.
Me neither.
Because he like came this way and then hit my chin.
I just saw you look at him and I knew something went wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I can't wait to watch it back on the periscope.
My favorite was when you went towards him and he fell on the couch.
Yeah.
It just looked like a big giant falling over.
Did Bone TV get it all?
I don't know. Yeah. The panic in his face. Whenever I went after, I couldn't even do anything. I was like, oh, God, I feel bad.
Oh, that's so funny.
Hey, wait. So are I still get to punch?
Oh, no. It's all right. All right.
What?
Yeah,
this is
over.
BS.
So it's Mike Calta's show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.